the gospel today presents this in a way, a kind of a day in the life of Jesus. It starts off with Jesus leaving the synagogue. He had preached there in Capernaum and healing Simon's mother-in-law from a fever. And then at sunset, many people coming to him from various places to ask to be cured, people who were suffering from being possessed and now being free, delivered from their oppression. And then at daybreak, Jesus is off in a lonely place. We know from another part of the gospel that he would spend time in prayer with the Father. And then it starts all over again. People kind of coming to him, then he goes off to other places and he starts preaching in the synagogues. A day in the life of Jesus. But one of the things that I think is important for us to remember is that, unlike a reality TV show that we're kind of sitting back and watching all of this happen, Jesus invites us into his ministry, into his action. This is what Paul wants to say in that first reading. He's talking to the Corinthians who obviously are having difficulty with saying, well, I'm for this guy and I'm for that. I'm for Apollos, I'm for Peter, I'm for Paul. And he says, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? We're simply our God's co-workers, and we throw a little sunshine, give a little water, but it is always God who gives the growth. But the important thing is that all of us are called to be these co-workers in the kingdom of God. I think our founder, Father James Flanagan, was a beautiful example for me in that work. He was always working at the kingdom of God. No matter who it was that was coming, no matter what he was doing in his day, it was all about what is God doing and how can I help to serve him and help to build up the kingdom of God in his very simple way. I think for us in our daily life, it would be something like if we look at our own itinerary or a life in a day in the life of me, are there moments that I open up and make available to the Lord so that whoever comes into my life, whomever I encounter, that I'm perhaps ready just to throw a little sunshine, a little water, to help the kingdom of God to grow. Always remembering that it's God who gives the growth. So no matter what my great words or insufficient words I might give, I'm always remembering that it's the Lord who converts hearts. I don't have to worry about that part. All I have to worry is that perhaps the Lord is placing this person in my life and so that I can help them to encounter Jesus. You know, it would be those times when perhaps we're on our way and we have something to do, right? This happens to me all the time. There's something to do, and I've got my mind set on, I need to do this and do that, and I don't have so much time. And inevitably, somebody will come and they need to talk, or they start bearing their heart. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what is it that how can I help to serve this person? How can I help to spread the kingdom of God at this moment? And that's what the readings tell us today. So as we go forward and we offer this Mass, especially in remembrance of the church who is the body of Christ, Jesus who calls us to participate in this ministry, so not just to kind of watch it happen, but to participate in this ministry. How can I serve the Lord today? How can I be open that whatever my busy schedule might be, to have those opportunities? Okay, Lord, this is what I need to do, but what is it that you are asking of me today? How can I help in encountering this person to bring them the love of Christ?